今天是连续，也没有连续了，就是五次的普门品啊。今天是应该是要讲完了，可是看样子是讲不完了，所以我们讲到哪算到哪。
We're supposed to finish the lecture by today. This is the first time of the Universal Gate chapter lecture, but I'm assuming we're not gonna finish it.
那上次是讲到这边哈，若有人受持六十二亿恒河沙菩萨的名字，复进行供养、饮食、衣服，要卧具一样。那你们认为是怎么样？那主要就想，就是受持观世音菩萨的名号啊，有时候只要你礼拜供养，相当于有人受持六十二亿恒河沙的菩萨名字一样。
So last time we talk about how in the sutra is on the page 13.In infinite resolve, suppose someone held the names of bodhisattvas to the number of grains of sand in the 62 million Ganges rivers, and for this person's entire life made offerings to them all of food and drink, clothes, bedding, and medicine. What is your opinion? And this paragraph shows how if we accept and uphold Guanxin Bodhisattva's name once, the merit that we accumulate is equal to we held the names of 62 million Bodhisattva's names.
那上次也提到观世音菩萨怎么样听到众生的呼救。
Last time we also talk about how does Guanxin Bodhisattva hear the call from help from sentient beings.
那我们就说一声称名，闻声就苦。
We chant the Bodhisattva's name with our hearts, and following the voices to help pain relief.
那同时呢？观世音菩萨怎么跟，就是说观世音菩萨因为他的德恨他可以，可是我们众生怎么跟观世音菩萨相应呢？
Because 观世音菩萨 has the power of has a certain power, but for us, how as sentient beings, how we correspond to 观世音菩萨？
我们就是要有对观世音菩萨要有信心，而且要常常心里面的念，嘴巴的念。
We have to have firm faith to 观世音菩萨 and always recite his name.
那其中刚刚有提到，就是要受持，这个很重要。Mm-hmm. 就是在第一章的里头，不是在这里面有讲。这边受持这个很重要。
So the accepting and upholding part is really important.
那到底受持是受持什么呢？
So what should we accept? What are we accepting and what are we upholding?
那一般我们的受持哈，就是书写，在我们经文里面常常你可以书写，像好比我们现在讲的是普门品嘛，就是书写普门品，做供养，做还有就是让人家很多人知道普门品叫流传，还有你就是自己听，还有自己读。好，我们先讲这五个。
Yeah, so the common way of accepting and upholding is that you write. For instance, we are talking about the Universal Gate chapter, so you write it out, and then you offer and you spread it out. You make offering and you spread it out to people, and you listen to the Universal Gate chapter.
自己读。
Oh, and also you can read it on your own. That's another way.
还有译词，就是要自己要把它背诵，给它记起来。所以普门品很短啊，我们总共它的章节呢，算起来大概只有13段，有的长有的短哈，只有13段。假如常常念的话，就容易背起来。
The sixth one is remember it yourself and hold it. Universal Gate chapter is pretty short. It's only 13 paragraphs. If you read it constantly for many times, it's not that hard to remember it.
还有广说啊，广说呢，像好比我自己这样跟大家一起分享，还有就我们读书会的也算广说。
The seventh is talk about it. And for instance, what we are doing right now is I talk about it with you guys. And also, it's the same as what you do in the book club. Talk about it, yeah.
还有口诵，就是有时候我们大家一起诵，这个也是一种受持。
The eighth is recited, and it's another type of accepting and upholding.
还有第九个呢，就是思维，你要常常去想它，想里头经义到底是什么意思啊，到底在讲什么，跟我的日常生活有什么关系，我可以怎么用在日常生活上，对我的人品的提升有什么帮忙，这个都是你常常在诵经完了以后你自己要思维的，要想的地方。
The ninth one is to think about it. You think about what's theDeeper layer of meaning of the sutra and try to apply it to your daily life and how it can help you to become a better person, build a better personality.
那还有就是你把它拿起来用，你想归想，可是要拿来做，那个就叫修行，你把它拿起来用。
The last one is you practice it, you use the method that the sutra teaches you.And practices on your daily basis.
好，那我们现在继续讲啊，观世音菩萨到底用什么方法救度众生
？So now we're going to talk about how does 观世音菩萨 help sentient beings.
你们觉得普门品里头有没有告诉我们观世音菩萨到底用什么方法救度众生？你们现在还在持诵普门品的菩萨，请举手。
Who are still holding Universal Gate?
好，那可以不可以告诉我，观世音菩萨用什么方法救度众生？我想用经文里头哪里有可以看得到
？Can you tell me how does 观世音菩萨 help sentient beings from the sutra that you read?
The method. 它的方法是用什么
？What method does 观世音菩萨 use?
以前我送我都不知道。好，我们翻开啊，第中文的翻开第21页倒数第三行啊，不，第三段。
I think in English is page 36。
看到第一行第三段第一行，真观清净观广大智慧观悲观及慈观常愿常瞻仰。
Oh, I think it's on page 36. Although of true regardOf pure regard, regard far-reaching, wise and truly great, the loving kindness, sympathy, and deep regard.
那我不会花太多时间讲这段哈，我比较会把时间花在第几页？第十九页。对不起，第二十页。因为我觉得很好奇，无尽意菩萨他要供养观世音菩萨，为什么他不接受？我想跟大家分享这一段，花时间花比较多在这段上头。
So for the five regards part, we are not going to spend a lot of time to talk about it. But for, I think, towards the end of the sutra, there is one, on page 39, there is a part when Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve was trying to make an offering to Guanxin Bodhisattva, but Guanxin Bodhisattva doesn't accept it. I'm really curious on why.
那在这个五观里面呢，跟我们修行是有关系的。他那个观法呢，五观里面真观是止习妄念，清净观是对治染浊，广大智慧观是破除疑惑，悲观是拔除众生的痛苦，慈观是给予众生安乐。
The five regards is related to our daily life, on how we practice it on our daily life. For instance, true regard is all thoughts are ceased. Pure regard means counteract defilement. The regard far-reaching, wise, and truly great means no doubt and delusion. And the sympathy regard is release sentient being from vexation. The loving kindness regard is bestow sentient beings safe and happiness.
那这个五个观法呢，我只要跟大家分享最后两个，因为我们常常都会就是悲观与慈观这两个跟大家稍微多讲一点。
SoAmong the five regards, I'm only going to emphasize on the last one, the sympathy regard and the loving kindness regard.
那大家分得出来什么叫慈观，什么叫慈跟悲两个字。我们常常说对人要慈悲，你们对慈跟悲有什么认为，两个是一样的东西还是不一样？
So, we always what do you think the difference between sympathy and loving kindness?
这两个你看它对峙的哈，你看悲那就是拔众生的苦，慈就是给众生安乐，所以悲跟慈它有功能性的不一样。它功能的不同哈，是悲是拔苦，那慈是给人家快乐安乐啊。
So the sympathy regard is release sentient being from vexations, and loving kindness regard is bestow sentient being safe and happiness. They're different. So sympathy can help sentient being to get rid of vexation, but the loving kindness can make sentient being happy. Yeah, the function is different.
那它还有一个悲呢，是可以让你的觉照那个觉更好啊。那慈呢，就要让你的贪欲减少。
Sympathy can also make you be aware of yourself better. It has more awareness on surroundings. But the loving kindness can help you to stop being greedy and greedy.
那悲能够让嗔啊，有比较维系的嗔啊，可以能够除维系的嗔。那慈呢，比较粗重的嗔，它可以除。所以慈悲就是慈比较。嗔有两种啊，一个比较重一点，一个比较轻一点的。那重的，所谓粗的哈、啊，就是比较表面的，我们一般都用慈；那比较细微的呢，一般用悲。
So there are two kinds of hatred. One is on the surface. It is a type of hatred that is on the surface, which you use your sympathy to help get rid of. And the other, on the other layer of hatred is, and it's really subtle, but it's deeper. which you need the loving kindness part to help get rid of.
所以他们境界也有一点点不同哈、哦，悲心啊、哦，大部分对的对象是比较苦的众生，那慈缘呢，你慈悲的对象一般对的就是比较开心的众生，就是慈悲的你面对的那个对象也会不一样。
So, the target of ascension beings, are different when you're applying sympathy or loving kindness. For instance, the sympathy arises based on how sentient beings are suffering, and the loving kindness arises based on how you want sentient beings to be happy.
对，他就是他那个众生啊，应该是这样讲，哎，这样也可以了。那假如他得的果报，因为你假如修慈观跟修悲观得的那个你得到的不一样在哪里？假如你修悲观的时候，你是尽得的空处，就是虚空的那个空处啊。那你假如是修慈观的时候呢，你等于到处都是清净的这个空处，悲。
So the effect that you get from practicing sympathy regard and loving kindness regard are different. For instance, the effect that you get from practicing sympathy regard is that you approaches a stage of emptiness. But if you practice loving kindness regard, you enter a stage of pure. You enter the stage of pureness of everywhere.
那在《大智度论》里面第二十卷里头有讲啊，慈呢名爱念众生，常求安与乐事以饶益施，就是说你慈这边呢，它是为了爱念众生，所以呢他修这方面的观啊。那悲呢是悯念众生，因为众生在五道中他的身心都是苦的。
From the
the
sutra, one of the sutras, the chapter, actually chapter 20 of the Idiom Sutra, which is also called Sastra ascribed to Narga Juna on Great Pramita Sutra. Kindness is to give the peaceful and joyful life to sentient beings. And pity or sympathy is to help sentient beings from the five realms to relieve from suffering, both physically and psychologically.
Yeah, Bill have a question.
Oh, yeah.
You're practicing sympathy when you come upon a sentient being who is vexed, and you try to relieve that mm-hmm. sentient being from the vexation mm-hmm. that they feel. Is that right? That's the
法师他说，法师 said。
你翻译要翻成中文。
这位先生说，当你看到一位众生受苦的时候，你的悲心就起来，想要好，想要帮助他，是不是这样？法师说是。
那他因为他有层次的哈，还有慈观。 他是给予众生安乐。Do you still have a question?
Yeah, is your question finished?
The way that English seemed to work to me was that the Buddha came to the first
one,
like,
the
first one,
the first one,
the
first one, the
first one, the first one, the So you've got to have some sentient beings who are vexed, and then you exercise a sympathy to try to relieve them from vexation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to know is where are those sentient beings after they've been relieved from vexation? Are they in a neutral state? because it seems the next one is loving kindness, bestows happiness and safety on sentient beings. But so, I mean, are there actually three states of being we're talking about? The being of vexation, and then a sort of neutral being, and then the being of happiness and safety.
Actually, 他这里说，
悲观呢是帮助那些众生。帮助那些受苦恼的众生去解除苦恼，然后这样的话呢，当那些众生解除苦恼的，他们在哪儿呢？他们是不是在一个比较平静的平静的地方？接下
来，
他主要的问题就是说，你在。练习悲观的时候，为什么是不是可以一起练习慈观？
跟这个五观啊，并不是说我在修止妄念的时候，我就不能够做慈观；我在做悲观的时候，我就没有慈观；我在破除疑惑的时候，其实有的时候是同时进行的，只不过是说，就像我们的贪嗔痴三毒一样。每个人有的重有的轻，同样这个你做观法的话，你也没有办法说我只要当你可以在止妄念的时候，那时候只有止妄念，那个是只有静态。可是在一般日常生活，这五个常常是同时的。
Usually a lot of times the five regards are happening at the same time. Yeah, so.But like since there are different types of sentient beings and has different types of need, that's why sometimes you emphasize on one particular one. But usually the five regards are happening at the same time. I think sympathy plus loving kindness that equals compassion.
In the Chinese way,
in the
在中文慈悲是放在这。
Yeah, 我
那个悲观的观好像不是这个观吧？是这个观吗？
是这个观。I think it's a different thing. Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
好，这个我其实是要跟大家讲，我们常常讲慈悲，慈悲。其实中间还有一点点不一样啊，慈悲。那慈其实就是一般来讲，你的痛苦比较少的时候，你给他乐，他比较容易接受。那假如你很多烦恼的时候，你要把乐马上加进去的时候，他是不容易的。所以他会用这样的层次，他有他的道理。可是并不是说我一定要第一个才有第二个、第三个，不是这个意思啊。
So we always talk about sympathy and loving kindness. They're slightly different because when someone is suffering from a heavy vexation, and at that time you gave him happiness, it's hard for him to accept it. So that's why there are different layers of regard. But yeah.
好，我主要就是跟大家点一下，有兴趣这个是蛮好的，可以看普门品，其实他也教大家修行的法门的啊。
So for the five regards, we're going to talk about it for now. We're going to stop here for now. But if you're interested, you can keep reading the Universal Gate chapter and learn about it.
那再来就是同一段呢，一二三四五第五行，妙音观世音，梵音海潮音，圣彼世间音，是故须常念，念念勿生疑。这边啊，就说这几个音，我以前真的以为那个就是唱，都不晓得这个还是修行的法门。
So on the same page, of your sutra, I think it's page 38. Fine and wonder sound, 观世音, Brahma sound, steady and as the tides, a name transcending every worldly sound, 观音 stay forever in my mind. So before, when I just started practicing, I thought these are all beautiful sounds. I didn't know there are ways to practice.
那在解释五音的时候呢，那有不同的版本啊。那我自己比较喜欢太虚大师的讲的哈。太虚大师他说，观世能观世间音者，本来就很不可思议哈。就不本来就不可以测度啊，它是一个很微妙的性体，所以呢，微妙性体，它这个主要是讲妙音呐、啊。第一个妙音的时候，它是这样解释。那这个细节我就不再多讲，就是告诉大家啊，那个有这几种不同层次的音，让你可以感受到啊。那这个都有，这个就有一点层次了。
For the five sound, there are so many ways, there are different versions of explanations. For me, personally, I like Master Taishu's explanation. He said,
这个是讲第一个妙音。
Yeah, he said it is unbelievable, and it's unbelievable. Oh.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva can listen to the worldly sound, and this makes the sound wondrous and fine.
那第二个呢？就是观世音呢，太虚大师里头讲的是观众生的因而施救济，所以他是观世音。
The second one, 观世音, according to Master Taishu, that he listens to sentient beings' sound and go help, apply help to the sound, reply with help to the sound.
那梵音呢？对。那梵音呢？太虚大师来讲哈，因为观世音菩萨的妙音啊，那所有人家就会来求，可以看到哈。所以他的音是清净的音，梵就是清净的意思。
Brahma sound, Because Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva's sound is wondrous sound, and sentient beings will come and look for help from Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva. And Brahma sound meaning pellucid sound. Yeah, it's pure. Yeah, pure.
It's a pure sound. Yeah. 那个第三个呢，就是海潮音。常常我们唱诵的时候，大家都是要像海潮音唱诵，就是不要断在同一个地方，每个人呼吸长短都不一样，这样的话声音是像海潮一样。这边的海潮音的意思就是说，因为我们众生不是要求 观世音菩萨的时候，观世音菩萨一听到的时候，他马上来帮助我们的时候呢，就好像海呢浪潮一样，这样那个叫海潮音。
So next one is the tide sound. For instance, when we're chanting, we always call it the tide sound because it's continuous like the tide, right? But here, because it is a metaphor to show how Guanxing Bodhisattva sound is like the tide. It can be easily spread out like how the tide is.
他是这样讲，他是说应时，就是浪要过来，他就是过来应时。就是 response at the same time.
Oh,
yeah.
So the response is immediate. Also, so for instance, the tide comes over quickly, and it's the response is immediate. That's why it's also tide song.
那第五个呢，就是圣彼世间音，就是它的因为它回应你的超过世间我们所有的能够想象到的。
The next one is a name transcending every worldly sound, because how Guanxing Bodhisattva can respond to you is immediate and
就是那个就是超过世间所有的声音、
yeah.
所有的音、
yeah.
就超过妙音观音，就我们世间能够听他的声音，其实超过这些的。那这个跟修行的层次有关系。
Yeah,
听到的就不一样。
It's better than any of the other worldly sound.
对，
and,
它就是超越我们世间可以听到的声音。
It's already exceed any sound that we can listen in this world.
所以五官跟五音。就像这个上面大家可以看到它的左边呢、啊、它怎么写的，它是赞叹观音的圣德，所以这边就是观世音菩萨，他的修行五官五音，也就是我们大家要跟他学的地方。
So the five sound and the five regard are Guanxing Bodhisattva's practicing method and also something we should learn from him.
那五观五音呢，就你可以看得到哈，观世音菩萨他的智慧跟慈悲有多大。那我们要怎么做呢？就像在五音后面有讲的，怎么样呢？就是常须常念，念念勿生疑，这个就是我们刚刚开始要做的要学的，也就是我们目前可以落脚的地方。
So we can feel and see Guanxing Bodhisattva's compassion and wisdom from the five regards and five sound. And so how are we practicing like Guanxing Bodhisattva does? How are we starting this whole practice?We should chant it all the time and uphold it all the time.
那五音它就是它妙音就给人家娱乐，观世音呢，它就是因为你一求，它就把你就来帮助你，就把你的苦。那梵音呢，让你的更能够清净。海潮音呢，就是你可以不会一下懈怠，就是会一直精进修行哈。圣彼世间音，那就是这个声音是出世间才有的，它就是相对的帮忙做到哪一点啊
？So the five sound, fine and the wonder sound, can give you joy, and the 观世音 which is listen to the worldly sound, can save people from save sentient being from suffering.Brahma sound can is a profoundly pure, and the Taizong is can make you hold it constantly, as it should be holded. And the last one, a name transcending every word is sound, meaning is exceed every other wordlessness.
那这些的对治方法就是你看。 普门明在解释的时候，每位法师都有一点点不一样啊。那我是给大家一个概念，那要细读的话，自己再找相关的经来读啊。So
I'm just giving you guys a general concept on what they are, and every venerable when they're talking about the five sound and five regards, they have their own opinion or own way of explaining it. Yeah. So if you are interested, please read into it.
那中文的二十页哈，就是无尽意菩萨这个地方。无尽意菩萨呢，听到佛讲观世音菩萨那么行哈，他就把他身上的珠宝就拿下来要供养观世音菩萨。
So on the English version is on is the last page, which is 29 page, page 29, when Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve got moved and amazed by Guanxing Bodhisattva's power, and he raised up and decided to give Guanxing Bodhisattva the jewelries that he has, but Guanxing Bodhisattva didn't accept it at the beginning. So later on, Shakyamuni Buddha told Guanxing Bodhisattva that in order to give opportunity to the sentient beings to offer you, you have to accept it. And then Guanxing Bodhisattva accepted. Do you have any question? Oh, did you have any question? Oh, it's on page 39. Starting from the Bodhisattva garden. The Bodhisattva, guardian of the earth, arose from his seat when before Buddha and the pro. Oh, I'm sorry. It was my fault. It's not here. It's.
他不是这儿，我翻错了。在后面。他。
有没有写？没写。我没写是？是。好，再一下。在后面。Oh, it's on page 25. Sorry, it's 在那个记子前。Page 25. Did you find it? Page
23.
Yeah, the bottom, yeah. The bottom, Okay. I'm gonna read it out loud. The page 23.
But now it's 24.
then turn on the 24.
Yeah, starting from 23 and then it goes to 24.
他就是无尽意菩萨要供养，那观世音菩萨不接受，那观世音菩萨很听佛的话，跟他解释，他就接受。那所以观世音菩萨心还是很柔软哈。那再来呢？那他供养的时候，他接受了，可是他是不是挂在他自己身上？不是，他一分为两份，一份给佛，另外一份给多宝塔。因为《法华经》一演讲的时候，一讲《法华经》的时候，多宝塔就会出来，所以他供养就是同时给这两份。
So, as you can see from the sutra, infinite resolve Bodhisattva prized Guanxing Bodhisattva's achieving power by offering him venerate jewelries. But Guanxing Bodhisattva didn't accept it at the beginning. So, when Shakyamuni Buddha told him to accept it, he did. However, the reason why Guanxing Bodhisattva accept the offering that is because he's pitiful to sentient beings and willing to give them a chance to cultivate blessedness rather than being proud of his name and own benefit and his own benefit. So yeah.
他刚刚讲的英文部分，我讲中文。这个太虚大师呢，在《法华经》的演讲录里面有解释，他为什么接受供养啊？就是因为他灵敏众生啊，让众生有种福田的机会啊。因为佛跟他讲嘛，你可怜我们一般的菩萨跟天龙八部啊，那他为什么没有讲四圣呢？本来我应该先讲三生的，你们就会分得清楚什么是四圣，什么是人，什么是天。可是因为我想把这段啊，因为这段是普门品的精华啊，所以先跟大家分享一下。所以呢，他是为了听了佛讲，哦，对啊，要众生要让他们种福田，而他不是为了个人的名闻利养啊，他是，所以他接受这个供养。
So, originally I was going to talk about the 33 appearance before this, but and then I decided to talk about this paragraph first because this is the essence of universal gate chapter. According to Master Taishi, that Guanxing Bodhisattva accepted the offer because he wanted to give a chance to sentient beings to cultivate blessedness.
那在佛的劝请啊，很佛只讲一句话他就听了，那我们有没有这样？我们听了我们对父母对先生对有没有他们讲一句话我们就听了，还是他们德恨不够，还是我们的善根不够？
So from the sutra you can see that when Shakyamuni Buddha was trying to persuade Guanxing Bodhisattva to accept the offer, Guanxing Bodhisattva just listened to Buddha. So do we do the same thing in our daily life? So when our parents, teacher, or husband, or wife are telling us to do something, do we listen?
那是因为他们的修行功夫不够，还是我们的善根不够？
Is that because they're not as a big practitioner, or we're not we don't contain that much of kind roots in ourselves?
那观世音菩萨听了佛讲，可是他怎么做？他分两份，一份给恭敬佛，另外一个给多宝塔。他主要是说我收，但不是为我自己收啊，还是为了众生。收，那众生的话呢，这样的话我是可以成就我自己啊，希望众生也能够成佛。
So after Guanxing Bodhisattva got the offering, he divided into two portions and offered them to Shakyamuni Buddha and the stupa of the Buddha many jewels. So, Guanxin Bodhisattva accepted, is not only for himself, to, perfecting himself, and also because Guanxin Bodhisattva was, trying to, give sentient beings an opportunity to cultivate their blessedness.
所以他接受供养, 他就是让菩萨们也有机会能够成佛。 那为什么要给佛呢? 因为他会成佛, 他自己会变为大菩萨的原因, 也是因为佛法嘛, 所以他也感谢, 佛, 所以他那个供养还是给佛。
So why Guanxin Bodhisattva gave the part of offer to offering to Buddha? Because Guanxin Bodhisattva became a Bodhisattva at the end is because of Buddha Dharma, and he also hopes the sentient beings have the opportunity to become a Buddha as well.
那这一边呢，我们可以学到观世音菩萨的地方，就是说我们在学佛法的过程当中啊。 我们也要自己要把佛法分享给别人，但是你在分享的过程呢，你就不认为你自己是布施佛法人。我好了不起啊！我今天告诉你佛法，那就不会有，就不应该要有这样的想法。So,
what we can learn from Guanxin Bodhisattva here is that in the process of learning Buddha Dharma, we also share Buddha Dharma with others and help others with Buddha Dharma. But we shouldn't consider ourselves as the person who is offering or almsgiving Buddha Dharma to others. We shouldn't be very proud of it and arrogant about it. Yeah.
那我们就要学观世音菩萨借宝献佛，不是借花献佛，但是是。 给宝物嘛，是借宝献佛一样，不受而受，受而不受。这个等一下我会跟大家解释。We
should learn how Guanxin Bodhisattva offers Buddha what he received. It's also in a poetical way, which is also called not receiving, still receiving, giving, still not giving, which we are going to talk about soon. Yeah.
接受是因为为了供养的人求福，不为自己接受他人的恭敬供养。尤其我们出家人这点很重要哈。我们人家像好比跟我顶礼，不是给我顶礼，果圣顶礼，是因为我穿的出家人的衣服，那是让做这个动作的人自己在修啊。 我给他一个机会，我像人家的法器一样，给人家有机会修行。可是不是我要接受这个供养，这个观念尤其我们出家人特别要常常要记着了，常常会忘记啊。你们一送好吃的冰淇淋就忘掉了。<笑>
So this concept is really important to us as venerables. So accepting the offering is for cultivating blessedness for the giver rather than you gain others' admirations to you. That we need to keep in mind all the time. For instance, when people are make offerings to me or make bowing to me, it's because I'm wearing the robe and the uniform, not because who I am. So as venerables, again, it's really important to remember or remind yourself this concept. So don't get attached to others' offerings and be very happy about and forget about this concept.
那其实观世音菩萨呈现的这个，就是人家那个无尽音菩萨供养他，他不受。可是佛讲了以后，哎，对呀，为了众生的福田，我是要给人家要接受。可是这个东西，我还是要。 交出去交给谁，我要感恩的还是佛，所以他又交出来。这个其实就是三轮体空，叫真布施。
So, the action that Guanxin Bodhisattva did, which is he accepted the offer to give sentient beings an opportunity to cultivate blessedness, and at the same time, he handed over to Buddha because he feels thankful to Buddha to teach him Buddha Dharma. And this whole action is called the emptiness of the three aspects, which is the real offering.
那不受而受，受而不受哈，这个里头讲的就是说，没有施予的者，没有给的人，没有被接受的人，也没有给的东西。这个就是三轮体空。
So not receiving, still receiving, giving, still not giving, it still not giving. That means there is no giver nor receiver in this process. Even the gift is not exist in the whole process.
那这个就是我们常常讲无我的大悲心，这个才是叫真正的无我。真正的大悲心。
This is a real selfless, real great compassion. Yeah.
那师父在比喻他在做的事情啊，师父把他自己当做一个穿针引线的人呢，当做一个桥梁。那每个人都有他来来去去的因缘啊，师父就是比喻他自己像输血的血管的。工作，说他的角色是这个样子。
So, Master Xing Yan had always used this analogy, saying that himself is the blood transfusion tube, and it transfuses blood to whoever needs it from whoever is willing to give. Yeah, but himself, he will never save a drop of blood himself.
所以师父说哪个地方需要输血，哪些人愿意奉献自己的血，师父就是做那个桥梁、
yeah.
把需要输血的人从可以提供输血的人当做一个桥梁。
So 师父 Master Xing Yan himself is letting himself become a liaison or bridge for good causes and effect. For instance, he would transfuseHe used it just like the analogy that he says as a transfusion, a blood transfusion tube.
而且这边最重要的，他那个吸的血，师父不会自己滴到自己身上，直接这个人要就到那个人身上，所以不会在自己的身上留下。这个师父那个角色，其实师父没有讲他是三轮体空了、啊，可是呈现出来就是这个角色。三轮体空的角色。
Yeah, even though Shifu never said this is called emptiness of the three aspect, but his role of transfusing blood from the person who needs it to the person who is willing, you know, from the person who is willing to give to the person who needs it, and for himself, he doesn't save a drop of blood. The whole process is already at the emptiness of the three aspect.
那师父在他的中文书《禅门》里头提出慈悲的三种层次哈，这个地方就有层次了。刚刚我们讲的观里头是同时的，可这个里面就有层次，可是并不表示你一定要一个接一个做，可是一般凡夫是要照这个次第才能够达到的。
So in Shifu's book The Door of Chan, he had mentioned the three levels of compassion, and here there are layers. Before, when we were talking about the five regards, there weren't any layers or levels. Here we do have a certain levels.
那个是根据我们凡夫的层次来讲的。
That's based on ordinary people.
那就是生缘词、法缘词跟无所缘词。
The levels of compassion is compassion to strangers, compassion to all phenomena, and compassion with no connection.
那这边的生缘词呢，就是先从自己的亲人开始做起，那慢慢扩大到陌生人。
Compassion to strangers is we started out from having compassion to our family or family and friends who are related to us, and then grow the compassion to strangers. And yeah.
那再从人类再到小动物，可是我们一般的人不见得哈，也许对动物很好，对有的人就不见得好，是不是？
So, and then we grow compassion from human beings to all living beings. A lot of people, we're nice to animals, but we are not necessarily nice to all human beings.
那生缘慈呢，也叫做众生缘慈哈。凡夫众生的慈悲是还很有限量的，还有特定的对象的啊。
So the first compassion to strangers is
慈悲有限量跟那个啊、对。
For ordinary people, ordinary sentient beings, our compassion they are limited, and we have a certain target.
那当我们自己的父母、亲朋好友、小朋友苦难的时候、病痛的时候，我们内心就会很悲伤啊。如同我们身受。
For instance, when our family, when our parents and our relatives are suffering from vexation or pain, and we're sad and we feel them.
那当那时候呢，我们自然就很无条件的就可以奉献，可以关怀，可以照顾。
At that moment, we can sacrifice regardlessly, and we can care about them. We have the ability to care about them.
那假如跟我们没有什么关联的，我们大概不会，大概就捐个钱而已了。
But for those who do not relate to us, we probably don't care much, or just donate some money for them.
那我们的一般的凡夫都不是很平等的对待，最重要我们凡夫的内心还有我执还有我见的关系。
So usually ordinary human beings we cannot equally treat all sentient beings, that because we have the
我执我见。
We care about ourselves too much. We are self-centered and we have attachment to ourselves.
所以凡夫的慈悲不是真正的慈悲，因为它不平等的哈。
So the compassion that ordinary people has are not real compassion, since it's unequal.
那法缘慈呢，就比生缘慈稍微更应该是更亲近一点，因为呢他虽然被还是有旧的对象、有旧的事物、有旧众生的自己呢，但是他没有亲疏、没有厚薄轻重的差别，而一视同仁。
So the compassion to all phenomena is more pure than the compassion to strangers stage. Even though there are still things and objects that we are helping with, and ourselves who are the helpers are involved in the process as well. But there is no differences between familiar and unfamiliar. Instead, everything should be seen as the same.
那可以做到这个程度的呢，是佛、辟支佛跟阿罗汉，就是我们一般的人大概不容易做到。所以不要把自己说我都是对人平等平等，那个是对自己不了解，因为我们修行功夫没有到那个程度，我们以为平等了，可事实上还是有差异的。
So, the people who can reach this level of compassion are Buddha and the lonely
两个圣者
two other sages
Arahants,
other type of sages including Arahants.
主要的是因为他们圣者呢，他们看到世间的因缘和合的假象，他们已经了解了。那我们呢，多多少少没有那么彻底。
Oh, because they have the ability to observe the phenomenon of cause and effect, the emptiness of cause and effect. But as ordinary being, we cannot recognize it as well.
那圣者就是刚刚讲的佛跟二圣的圣者呢，他因为同情我们的众生呢、啊，不知道有这个因缘法，不知道空性的真理啊，所以呢，觉得我们对世俗的就已经很快乐哈、啊，这种啊的方式啊，他们就有个法缘慈对我们呢、啊，他就给我们世俗，而让我们能够得到种种的快乐。
So these sages.Because they are pitiful to us and who do not understand the emptiness and the retribution laws. So in that case, they came up with this compassion to all phenomena to make us happy.
那最后一个无所缘慈呢，这个是就是观世音菩萨我们刚刚讲的三轮体空的无缘大慈啊，在这个层次里面，慈悲不需要问理由，也不需要有对象，甚至于慈悲的心愿都不需要有，就是当下该要做什么时候就做什么，该要帮人的时候就帮人，这个就是已经很自在了，它是超越我们所有的一切身缘慈法缘慈。
The last one is compassion with no connection, which is the same as Guanxing Bodhisattva's causeless great compassion. In this level, there is no reason and target for being compassionate. Even the aspiration of being compassionate should not exist as well. It's just simply doing what you are doing in present and helping those who need help.
那这个无缘慈只有佛才会有，其他连二圣都还不能够达到。
Only Buddha can reach this stage.
那你们为什么会觉得那观世音菩萨为什么也可以呢？有没有怀疑过？啊？哦，他已经是古佛了，对不对
？So why do you think 观世音菩萨 can do it? Because if Buddha is the only one who can reach this stage, why Guan Shen Yin Bodhisattva can do it? What do you think? Yeah, he was a Buddha.
对、yeah. 那大家知道哪一个地方他有很明文的讲他是古佛，悲华经里头有讲，还有我们大悲忏忏本的后面啊，你们都没有，一般忏本后面有陀罗尼经啊，里头都有讲。
This story is told in one of the sutras that.
所以他是其实是古佛再来，所以他为了要度众生，所以叫菩萨。
So, 观世音菩萨 was an ancient Buddha coming back to this realm, and in order to rescue sentient beings, he decided to stay in as a Bodhisattva.
好，就这个想这个讲的人很多，要去细看都可以看啊、哦。那我这边再跟大家提一个，这边呢就跟布施是叫真布施，刚刚有讲嘛，三轮体空叫真布施。为什么叫真布施呢？《金刚经》有一句话啊，若菩萨心住于法而行布施，如人入暗，即无所见。
There about the ancient Buddha part, you can go search, and there are a lot of articles regarding that topic. We're not going to keep talking about it. We're going to go back to the real offering, the real almsgiving part. So according to Buddha's word in Diamond Sutra, if a Bodhisattva practices charity with the mind abiding in things, he is like a man entering the darkness where he cannot see anything.
那若菩萨心不住法而行布施呢，如人有目，日光明照，见种种色。
If a Bodhisattva practices dana, which is offering or almsgiving, with a mind not abiding to Dharma, he is like a man with open eyes who can see everything in the sunshine.
这边就主要是，假如我们凡夫哈做事情的时候没有跟依法，所谓的那个法是真正的佛法的那个法，不是我们一般的那个吱吱咯咯的哈的话呢，就好比你到一个房间里面是暗的，假如我们不依法而做事的话呢，就是他们到暗的房间。可是假如我们是心有住在法上面的话呢，就好像这个房间是有灯的，是亮的，很多事情你是看得清清楚楚的。
So as ordinary being, if we do things not according to the Dharma, not according to the Buddha Dharma,It's like we do things in the dark. But if we do follow the Buddha Dharma, and we do things, it's like we open our eyes and we can see everywhere in sunshine.
所以呢，我们在布施的时候，不求回馈，不为任何的目的，不被过去的经验所蒙蔽的话，捆绑的话呢，我们没有一个众生是不能度的。我们常常要觉得要帮助人啊，自己想想看，其实都有拣择，都有挑选的。那个挑选就是我们在用我们自己过去的经验在做一些抉择。
So when we're offering, when we're not asking anything back, not having any intention, not being attached to our past experience,every sentient being can be our target to help. But when we are trying to help others, we do select who we want help. That's because of our past experience.
那另外呢，还有观世音菩萨在我们这个普门品的讲义第二十页的第一段呢，无尽意菩萨是观世音菩萨成就如是功德，以种种行游诸国土，度脱众生，是故汝等应当一心供养观世音菩萨。这边开始，是观世音菩萨摩诃萨于不畏极难中能施无畏，是故娑婆世界皆号之为施无畏者。
So on page 22,therefore, you should all wholeheartedly make offerings to the Bodhisattva who listens to the voices of the world. In times of terror, crisis, and trouble, the great Bodhisattva Guanxin can bestow courage and dispel all fears. Therefore, all throughout the Sarha world, we call him giver of courage.
那所以呢，观世音菩萨他被称为是无畏者呢，就是他让众生免于各种恐惧不安，并进一步来说，我们布施分为大家都知道财施、法施跟无畏施。
So, moreover, 观世音菩提萨瓦 is called is Abhayan Dada, which is the bestower of fearlessness. The reason for that is Guan Xing Bodhisattva can always release others from dangers and ease sentient beings' fear. Furthermore, Dana, which is almsgiving, again, could be giving property, giving Dharma, and giving fearlessness. Sorry.
所以呢，我们那个财施大概知道，都有形的金钱啊、物质啊，连身体的器官啊，都可以称为财施呢。法施呢，就是你跟他讲有关的佛法，让他不害怕哈。那无畏施呢，一个眼神、一个微笑、一个佛号，都可以看让在我们身边的人呢、啊，跟我们接触的时候可以感到安心欢喜。这个就是我们可以从观世音菩萨身上学到的无畏施。
So, giving property, we all know we can donate money, possessions, and even organs are also considered as a property. Or, the giving Dharma is, that we spread out Buddha Dharma to others and share it with others. Giving fearlessness is, when we try to make people surround us feel peaceful and happy when they're interacting with us, it could be a glance or a smile. Yeah, a smile.
那在我们修行，修学佛法的，我们在修学佛法的过程中啊，没有什么。假如我们现在至少一般人财施是没有问题的。可是呢，有时候有的人连当下哈、连财施都没有办法的时候呢，应顺导师有在《成佛之道》里头有一句话，我觉得布施是一个舍心的一个练习。他重在养成一切能施。
Okay, so in the process of learning and practicing to become a Bodhisattva, so now for most of the people, we don't have problem of donating money or possessions, even for a little bit, but. When there are people who are lacking of sufficient money and not able to give others, so in that case, according to Master Yin Shun, he has encouraged us in his book The Path of the Buddhahood as almsgiving is the practicing of the mind of renunciation. Yeah.
最重要就是要练习，虽然我们现在可能还做不到一切都给哈，可是要练习那个心是要可以给到一切的哈。所以修布施呢，谈的不是布施的种类，它的多寡大小啊，而是你的心念。
Okay, so the mind is more important. So we need to practice to have that mind. Everything.Can be given to others. The essence of practicing almsgiving is having the mind of offering, rather than what kind is the offer and if the offer is sufficient enough.
所以见到别人在做布施的时候呢，也要有随喜心，因为我们有时候看人家布施会怎么样，嗔啊，有嫉妒啊，啊， 这个也是一种布施，就是不跟着，就是心里练习，人家布施，虽然我现在没有，我也很欢喜。
So when you are seeing other people's are offering, and at the time you don't have enough money to offer, you don't have sufficient things to offer, don't get jealous or angry about it. Just be happy for them. That's another kind of offering. Yeah.
所以呢，其实普门品已经告诉我们，我们的布施的重要啊。其实普门品另外，我们可以学的就是练习布施。
The universal gate chapter tells us how important offering is, and we need to practice offering on our daily basis.
那我们现在讲到，因为观世音菩萨有很多身嘛，哈，讲到三三身，可是因为只有20分钟的时间哈，我就很快的跟大家，比较讲到是整体的，这个是第19页，第十九页最后第二段开始。
So now we're going to talk about the 33 appearance part. Since we only have not only 20 minutes left, we're
12 minutes.
Oh, 12 minutes left. Okay. We're going to go over it quickly.
那最重要的就是因为在他这33种身份是谁的种类，他而做应变的，谁的当时候的需要而做应变的。
The most important part regarding the 33 appearance is that Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva can appear in a certain form based on the time and the circumstances.
所以呢，这三身呢，在《楞严经》里面跟《法华经》其他品的里头都可以讲到，《楞严经》有讲到32身，那《法华经》是讲33身，地藏王菩萨那边有30多身，所以每一个大菩萨其实他们都有这个功能呢，都有这个能力的。
Found it. Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva is able to appear in 33 types of forms. That is also told in Lotus Sutra and Saragama Sutra, as well as the Earth Treasury Bodhisattva. He could appear in 30 also dissimilar forms as well. That's like the universal function the Bodhisattva contains. Yeah.
那个为什么有那么多身呢？主要就是佛及大菩萨他们共同的一些状况呢，以多种的身份来度众生。主要他们那么多身的原因，就是要有不同的身份来度不同的众生。
So why there are so many appearances? Actually, most of the Buddhas and the great Bodhisattvas can appear in different forms. That's for teaching all kinds of sentient beings at a different time. Yeah.
那娑婆世界就是讲的我们现在释迦牟尼佛他教化的国土叫娑婆世界哈，它有两层意思，一个指呢身在这个世界的众生呢，虽然受种种的苦难，但不知道他在苦难之中，虽然知道在苦难中，也没有想要离开这个苦难。
So Sahara realm is the realm that Shakyamuni Buddha is teaching and converting it, which is our realm. Sahara means bears, and there are two layers of meanings of Sahara. The first layer is that even though the living beings that were born at this realm are suffering, but they don't know that they are. Or although they do recognize that they are suffering, but never anticipate breaking out from suffering. Consequentially, they're suffering due to ignorance.
对，所以众生呢，他不知道苦难呢，是因为愚痴不知道苦难啊。第二个呢，是指佛与菩萨为了要救度众生呢，不得不入我们的苦难的世界，所以受种种苦，在这个世界上来广度我们众生呢。
So, the second layer is that in contemplation of rescuing sentient beings from suffering.Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas ought to come and live in this realm and suffer with us.
所以呢，凡夫啊，因为自己造的业，受种种的不善业哈，到这个世间来受苦哈。那佛与菩萨因为怜悯我们众生的这些笨呐、是啊，所以呢，也到这个世界上来度我们，一边来他自己一定要跟着要受苦嘛哈，一边来度众生。
So, ordinary people, we're here suffering due to the bad karmas that we created in our past lives. But Buddha and Bodhisattvas, they carry compassion to how ignorant we are. In behalf of that, they come to suffer in this realm with us.
所以呢，我们自己造业，不但自己受苦，也让佛跟菩萨们也很忙。
So, the bad karma that we created does not only cause ourselves to suffer, but also implicate Bodhisattvas to suffer as well.
那你们有没有算在普门品到底是不是有三十三身？有没有算过一二三去算？到底有没有漏掉一个？
So have you counted the universal gate chapter, have you counted the appearances? Are they 33 or was it wrong?
那33有没有包括第二段倒数第二段佛告无尽运菩萨若国土众生应以佛身得度者有没有包括他们的三身有没有
So on page 15 for the English version, the Buddha answered Bodhisattva infinite resolve. If there is a living being in some country who can be liberated by a Buddha, Guanxing Bodhisattva appears as the Buddha and teaches him the Dharma. So starting from here, so does the three Buddhas count it as arcana in the 33 appearances as well. Yeah. Oh.
他说辟支佛是不教别人的是吗
他没有要编他只不过是说他要度这些人。这个是观世音菩萨用三十二三身去度。所以我刚刚才问说他既然是观世音菩萨嘛，为什么要度佛？他叫菩萨，他的层次可能比那个辟支佛是高，可是为什么要去度佛？可大家已经回答我了嘛，说他以前是古佛，所以他是去度，并不是辟支佛去度人， 是三十三身，是他会变这个身去度。
So, Guanxing Bodhisattva appear as appear as the Pratika Buddha because Guanxing Bodhisattva is trying to help and rescue Pratika.
It's not really a
Yeah, he's he appears. 观世音菩萨。Yeah.
他。Need the help. 三三生没有包括这四个圣人哈，只有在地天人鬼神的凡夫境界的算生三生啊，他没有说他啊。没有包括这四啊，三三生随身变化，你们给他去算的话，三三生只有在天人鬼神的凡夫生有三三生，另外四生就是你们算的时候只有佛、辟支佛跟声闻。那为什么算四圣呢？因为观世音菩萨这个像他那样的菩萨还有吗？也算在里头。那他们为什么需要？刚刚大家已经回答了哈，这边就不回答。
So, in the 33 appearances, it doesn't include the three sage, which is Buddha, Prataka Buddha, and what's the one?
那个三三生呢？假如在你在凡夫那一段里面有几个是重复，把它拿掉，加这四个，就又是三三。
哦。
所以也包括圣人的四个。只要你真的算一个一个算的话，这边的三十三加应该三十七嘛，可里头有重复的。嗯。所以是三十三生代表不同的身份。
哦、so the 33 appearances are representing different, types of beings. For instance, we, in total, we actually have 37 types of appearances in the sutra, but there are a couple of them, they're overlapping. So if you count the three sages in the 33 appearances, you count it and the count it in and subtract the overlapping part is still 33.
那我因为只剩两分钟啊，所以呢把一个我自己觉得蛮有意思的哈，就是道教的玉皇大帝相当于我们哪一个天哈，还有上帝在属于哪一天，在以佛教的这个角度来看的时候，那道教的玉皇大帝呢是在属于道六天，我们不是常常有第四天吗？啊，那个第四不是道六天大家都会念吗？在哪个地方念地藏？对，道六天它是欲界天的第二天。
We only have 2 minutes left, so there is one part I'm really interested about, which is from a Buddhism perspective in Taoism, the Jade Emperor in the heaven is considered as sakura. So I think a lot of you guys are familiar with the Earth Treasury Sutra, and we talk about this Dali heaven in the sutra, and it's part of the sakura.
那基督教跟天主教的上帝呢，就在我们色界天初禅三天的最后大梵天的那个差不多那个位置。
So the God in Christian and Catholic is about the same as a great Brahma heaven king, which is also mentioned in the 33. appearances.
那有因缘的时候再跟大家分享三十三天哈，那普门品就暂时讲到这边啊，那跟大家的结语我们就尽量练习三轮体空思无畏者。
So in the future I hope I have the opportunity to share more about universal more about the 33 appearances with you guys. For the universal gate chapter, we're going to stop here. And don't forget to practice emptiness of the three aspects.
好，那我们今天就到这边结束啊。